Chris, we're curious to see what's next in terms of, you know, satellite radio, with terms of internet radio. We understand now on GM cars. How are we going to be listening to radio in the future?
You know, I think we're heading that direction now with apps. You know, on your smartphone, you download an app and everything is in it. That's a great way of keeping things organized anymore. I mean, right now we're still kind of living in an outmoded world where a lot of people are cutting the cord, so to speak, you know, getting rid of traditional aggregates like cable service providers, television service providers, because they don't want some stations, they only want, you know, certain ones. Radio gives you some amount of control, but, you know, having it all nice and neat inside an application that can tell you when things are happening, that can give you the type of experience that a content provider, much like yourself, might want to give your community. You have a great degree of control in an app. So as much as we keep hearing about apps, I don't think they're going to go away anytime soon. They're a great way of organizing content, specifically, certainly with radio.
I mean, but for example, like satellite radio, people say, well, they merged, so they'll have the market cornered. But what you're saying is, just like our televisions are merging, there might be a touch where you touch, and it's the Fox News radio app, correct? Because you can't be searching the internet like we would at home and driving.
I think it's going to become so incredibly blended. In fact, we're probably heading that direction sooner rather than later. But, you know, when I'm in my car, I do have the option for satellite radio. I'm not paying for it because I can easily get to Pandora and stream over a 4G connection on my smartphone. So why would I pay for something that I can get for free? I mean, that's just economics. At least to me, that's economics. And I realize it's not that expensive in the grand scheme of things, but there are better options out there. And if you have a Bluetooth connection in your car, which many people do, and Bluetooth on your smartphone, you could stream anything in from anywhere as long as you can get to it. I've been listening to, don't judge me on this, I've been listening to the Jody Arias trial almost nonstop for the past few weeks. It's got me riveted.
How? How are you listening to it?
There's a station in Arizona that's broadcasting it. So no matter where I am, I'm able to pull it in. You know, I'm on my smartphone, my desktop computer, I'm in my car, I stream it in. So I can get to that knowledge, that information, because it's out there. And it's being provided, maybe, I think it's ad-supported, very light ad-supported. That doesn't bother me at all. Some people it bothers, I don't know why. I mean, ads make the world go around.
It does. I'm a guy, since I'm on the other side of it, I always love to get new sponsors. So GM is offering this thing in 2015 on their 2015 model cars. What can you tell me about it?
I don't know much about it, but the idea is that you could always be connected in your car. And I think, I mean, it's a great idea, first of all, you know, to be able to have an internet connection no matter where you go, you know, assuming you can get a signal. And I think for the most part that's possible. It's interesting, but I don't know if it's a total game changer insofar as I can do that now over a 4G connection instead of having to rely on wireless internet in my car. I mean, I always have that on me. I always have that in my pocket, which is scary if they ever tell me that, you know, those radio signals are actually going to damage parts of my body at some point. But I'm just going to labor under the illusion that that's not going to happen. But, you know, having internet on you, I think many people still think of their smartphones as just phones when, in fact, they're really pocket computers. They're always online anyway.
Right.
Nice to have a car with it, but I don't know if it's really worth the money.